Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. If you've listened yesterday, if you've listened very long to us, you know that on June 29th, 2008, the Lord literally shook us at a corporate prayer meeting and said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. And then he told us and gave us the charge to pray in an awakening. He told us to study American history, awakenings throughout the earth, and to see the part of prayer in an awakening. So we've prayed faithfully since it's 3 years now. We've been praying for an awakening. An awakening is very different. It's not business as usual. It's not a revival that might hit one church. An awakening hits all the people. It hits all society. And I have had from every walk of life. And I have with me two young women that the Lord has sent from Estonia. And I'm going to ask them to give you their names. Would you go first, please?
My name is Helen.
Helen from Estonia.
Yes.
And then we have?
My name is Katiret.
And easy for us to say is?
Katie.
Katie. And Katie, you're from Estonia, but you're now living where?
I'm living now in Scotland.
And so the Lord has sent them here to America. Someone came to them and said, we believe God wants you to go to America and we're to pay for it. So they've paid for them to come here for 2 weeks. They went first to Minneapolis, where they prayed with Sister Lynn Hammond, our dear prayer partner. And then they drove down to Prayer Mountain, and oh my, you need to go on the archives, our prayer meeting August 24th, and you will see what happened here. Now, when I walked in the restroom this morning, Katie was there. I'm talking about here down at where our chapel is. We have large restrooms, you know, lots of room in there. And I see Katie over there, and she says to me, what did you say, Katie?
I said, I'm shaking. I'm shaking all the time. I couldn't even sleep this night. Not 1 hour, not even a couple minutes. I'm all the time shaking.
And I said to her, remember what you said?
Exactly.
Because when I got up in the morning, the Lord said, I want you to talk about shakings. Remember we had an earthquake yesterday? And he reminded me of those times in the Bible, Acts chapter 4, 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And then Acts 16, 26, this is Paul and Silas. They were in stocks, their hands shackled. And they're singing praises to God at midnight. Acts 16, 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. These two young women were a part of a shaking, an awakening, an outpouring. Call it what you want. It's the presence of God. And it shook the shackles that held you, and it set you free. Now, Jim Caseman, Kathy Caseman, and a team had gone to Estonia. We went there more than once. I can't remember how many times. I remember once we went, and we picked up from your pastor, I believe, Katie.
Raymond.
Yes. We had taken into him Brother Kenneth Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority. He translated it into Estonian, and then we smuggled it out in a baby's carriage, in a buggy, you know, a pram. Mm-hmm. We put it under the baby's, it was a Finnish lady. We put it under the baby's, or might have been, I'm not sure, Swedish or Finnish, and put it under the baby's, I believe it was Carl's, so it would have been a Swedish. And we put it under the little mattress and took it out. And then your pastor, then we printed it and got it back in. And those kinds of things were going on because when you grew up in Estonia, it was under Soviet rule. So you were not taught that there was a God in school, right? What were you taught?
We have to, in every school book, there was first little introduction about Soviet Union.
Uh-huh. Every school book.
Almost every school book. So this is what we had. And of course, they didn't believe God or anything.
Would they ever tell you in the classroom there is no God?
I don't remember exactly, but Darwinism was like very popular and nothing else beside that.
So they were there and they were in Estonia when something began to happen. And when it happened, describe what it was like. I want both of you to tell what it was like.
I wasn't saved this time.
Of course. She's one of the ones that got awakened.
Yes.
Now, I want you to understand out there where you're listening that it's nothing like we've ever experienced. We have not experienced this in this land in our lifetimes. It was before. There was a great outpourings, great awakenings here. But we've had a charismatic move. But it was not like what these two women are witnesses of. Would you please begin?
Lots of people started to seek God. It was just a desire inside of people to find God or find meaning. And I was one of them. I was looking from different religions where I was looking for a truth. Such a desire came inside of me to find a truth. And very often I was walking by the beach and I felt that somebody's walking with me. Or I was in my home and I almost like felt that somebody's calling me. And I remember once I was out loud answering that, yes, I'm coming, but I don't know who you are. So these kind of things happened. And I had one friend and she was home with little children and she had very hard times. And one day she was washing dishes and suddenly again God's presence came to her room and she started to cry. And next day she went to church and got saved.
She knew she should go to a church.
Yeah, somehow she knew it's God. I don't know how she knew, and she don't know even how she knew, but she felt like it's God and she had to go to church.
Now she went to a registered church?
Yes, this Baptist church. In this time, in this Baptist church, this revival actually started there. Many, many young people started to come to this church. They had worship meeting. And our pastor got saved there. Our pastor brother started to go there. And with my pastor brother, the same man who was translating all those books, he listened one day radio program. There was one song. And again, this God's presence came so strong in his room that he had encounter with God. And then he got saved.
You see, in those days, they wanted the world to think that they had freedom of religion. So they had what they called registered churches. And I remember we went to the registered church in Moscow. We went to the registered church in Leningrad, at that time Leningrad. And now these are huge cities with millions of people, millions. And they would have one church that would have about 800. Now that church had to apply to be registered. That meant the pastor even had to tell them what he was going to preach on. Certain things you could preach on, certain things you couldn't preach on. And we had to do that when we went there. We had to turn in what we're going to say. And so here it is, a registered church. But I'm telling you, when you walked in those churches, there were some saints of God. There were some people that had known God a long time. And they didn't believe it when they told them there was no God. There were those little grandmothers in there. And they knew there was a God. Bless the Lord. So somehow your friend, in the time, knew that a church, she had to go to a church, and that was what she needed. And at this time, this is coming over. One of you said, Katie, I can't remember if it were you or if it was you, who said there was like conviction in the air.
Yes.
What was it like?
I got saved through conviction. Uh-huh. I was reading Kennedy Hagen book.
It got to you.
Yes. Yeah. My brother got saved and he gave me. And I was reading it. And
which one was it?
New Birth.
I did that book.
Yes. And I was reading it and then this conviction came on me. I know that I'm going to hell. I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be dead and in hell and lost. And I was crying and crying and crying and it was very strong. And then I asked from my brother, like in Bible, that what should I do? And he said that pray.
Yeah, like in the Bible.
Yes. And then I said that I don't know how to pray. I don't know what it means to pray even. But inside of my heart, I did this decision that, yes, Jesus, I give my life to you. And then this joy, such a joy like I never, ever had felt before came inside of me. My mom came to my room and asked, what's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? I said, I don't know. I'm just so happy. I'm back home. Everything is right again.
Praise the Lord. And Katie, what about with you?
I remember I looked the love, the word love, because I was so hurt and I couldn't understand why the people can be so cruel. And I'm looking everywhere. Where is the real
love? You're looking for love?
Yes. Where's the real love is? Love.
You were just looking for love. You didn't know God is love.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And this is the first thing, the first word, but I'm really looking everywhere. Because all people, I was so sensitive in my spirit then, I wasn't filled with sorry spirit. And I remember why the people so mourn and why the people are so, wasn't happy people, you know, and there were so different people. But anyway, but I remember this night, it was three in the morning. And I remember like a very, very light came through my bedroom window in. It's like was I saw this light. I remember how I just wakening up and just looking, wow, where's the light come in? It's at 3 in the morning. I looked like you told the first things that the people doing. Actually, I looked so, oh, 3 in the morning, what I'm doing? And then I saw the light, the big light came in. And I'm look, and then God told me, tule. It's mean, come.
Praise God. They're here to give a witness of what it was like to be awakened in an awakening. And we're told by God that it is time now for an awakening. And there are people all over this world who are like you were. They're asleep. They're sitting in darkness. But God will do something. He will make them like you. You were looking for love. You were searching the religions of the world.
Truth.
Truth. You were searching truth. You were searching love. And He is truth. And He is love. And you found Him. And He has the ability to make Himself known to this lost and dying world. Now we're going to be back here tomorrow. And we're going to hear more things about the awakening that came in Estonia. And we're going to see the part that God wants us to have in an awakening right now. Shalom, shalom.